Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On today's show, I will be interviewing Mary Hill, a volunteer for the Boutique Encore. She will be talking about the boutique, its history, and how the boutique operates. In the second half hour, I will be interviewing Nick Fonda, author of 5 books, historian, and Nick writes a column in The Record. On today's show, Nick talks about A2 Milk. Next, we will hear a poem by Arianna Brown, Ode to Thrift Stores. Arianna Brown is an American spoken word poet from Texas. In 2014, she was part of a winning team at the National Collegiate Poetry Slam. She is also a 2-time recipient of the Academy of American Poets Prize. She published her debut poetry chapbook, Sana Sana, with Game Over Books in early 2020.
A rich girl once told me she didn't shop in thrift stores because they were sad places. And immediately I pictured myself trotting alongside my mom at the community thrift on the south side, the dusty heaven that produced all my toys and dresses. I remember this will be some Natalie Cole or Otis Redding or Earth, Wind, and Fire shooting through the speakers, my mom humming about everlasting love while scouring the kitchen utensils. And I know the rich girl is wrong. The thrift stores are anything but sad. Mom had rules when I was young. Pants should be under $10, shirts less than $5, a good jacket maybe $15 or $20. I'm not sure if she made these rules or inherited them as I did, but I keep them with me wherever I go. Know that a woman who came before you knew you would need guidance, and so she gifted you from her tired palms her oldest blueprints for existing. The women in my family have always been the most original. Trust them to find a way to do something when every easy option is gone. Turn the blouse backwards, and now it fits better. Roll up the sleeves, remove shoulder pads, learn to sew so you can hem your own clothes. What can you create when the only thing in front of you is your hands? How fast can you think? How deliberate can you be? Can you imagine something better than what you have, then make the thing you have better? Who taught you to make a solution where there is none? Who was it that said adapt or die? And did they meet my mother, queen of couponing and early morning yard sales before the Texas heat brushes the back of the neck? When I tell you department stores overwhelm me, what I mean is 15% off is not a sale. I'm not even sure why they have sales because I'm not showing up till it goes on clearance. Mom says everything goes on clearance. Mom also says the only things you should buy new are shoes and underwear, that just because you don't have money doesn't mean you can't be sanitary. Don't leave the store until you've seen everything. The selection changes every day, every 24 hours, a handful of new chances to become an artist. My mom says she used to write poetry. My father, when he was alive, was a dancer. Did I learn grace, or was it passed through the blood? Have I always been creative and practical? Today, I bought 2 sweaters, 2 belts, and a mason jar for $3. Texted my mom, thinking of you.
And I'm back. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with me, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you until 1 o'clock. Now, next up, we have some community events. We have a few today, so if you do belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up and would like to get the word out, it's free to advertise that here on CJMQ. Just give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. So for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, they're having a presentation that is coming up this Wednesday, November 29th, 7 p.m. sharp at the Amity Beaudoin Community Hall in the heart of Lennoxville. And this one is being given by Dr. Adrian L. Burke. So if you're looking for something a little bit different, it's about archaeology this time. Archaeology at the confluence of the Massawippi and St. Francis Rivers. So 7 p.m. November 29th at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. Everyone's welcome. It's free admission. If you would like to join the Naturalist Club, they'll tell you all about it there. It's only $25 a year. So definitely well worth joining. Also, we have the Hugs Campaign for Mental Health S3. So they are trying to help the homeless to stay warm this winter. They're looking for donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. The greatest needs are for warm, comfortable, larger, neutral items of clothing, particularly for men. Toiletries are also welcome, toothbrushes, hairbrushes, etc. You can drop off your items directly at the offices in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville, or you can write them a check and let them do the shopping for you. And the checks in the memo line, you should write hugs so they'll know where the money is going that you want to donate. You can also set up a time to schedule an in-person drop-off of items or checks. Make checks payable to Mental Health Estrie, and again, hugs on the memo line. And the number to call, 819-565-3777, or just write them an email, projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. So next up, we're going to hear the interview about Boutique Encore with Mary Hill, and I'll be right back after that, so please stay tuned. Maureen Dillon Teasdale and for The Cube, and I'm talking with Mary Hill today from the Boutique Encore. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you very much for having us.
And thank you. And could you tell us a bit about the Boutique Encore and your role in it?
Sure. I'm one of the four managers of the Boutique Encore. This boutique started about 2.5 years ago as the brainchild of four friends. We were all part of a Bible study, and we were trying to think of ways to raise money for the projects that were close to our hearts. Bishop's University used to have a huge, massive arena sale that the funds went to refugee sponsorship at that time. But then Bishop's University reworked the way that they were funding refugee sponsorship, and that arena sale went by the wayside. And we were sitting there going, "How do we get hold of something like that?" You know. And we brainstormed for a while, and finally came up with this idea of a thrift store, or actually, technically, a charity shop, because everybody who works here works as a volunteer. Nobody takes a salary. And we take in generously donated items from, you know, household items and clothing, shoes, glassware, towels, linens, electronics, jewelry, and furniture. And we sort of clean it up, select it, and get it looking good, present it, and resell it to the public. And the response from the public has been absolutely fantastic. People really like the store. We have a lot of fun in it. We have fabulous volunteers. I cannot tell you. And this started during COVID, may I add.
That's amazing.
And I think what ended up happening was, I think a lot of people found themselves twiddling their thumbs at home. And people who had volunteered at Grace Village, which is one of the recipients or one of the beneficiaries of our funds, weren't allowed to go in, understandably and appropriately, because Grace Village was really keeping a very strict isolation protocol going on. So there were a lot of volunteers from there who didn't have a lot to do. And when this started up, we received this gift of wonderful community members, very community-minded people who come every week like clockwork. It is something to behold. They, you know, open boxes and unpack bags and sort things and put them on hangers and price them and label them and wash them and get everything going. And we are open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay, so a lot goes on behind the scenes, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Now you receive donations. When can somebody drop off something?
Ah, yes. We receive donations every morning, 9 to noon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We also are quite happy to take donations when we're open, like Thursday and Friday and Saturday afternoons. But really, technically, the time to drop off is morning.
Okay. Now, what are some things that you don't want to receive?
Oh yes, we don't take mattresses, we don't take tires, we don't take, we started off by saying we don't take electronics, but we have a very wonderful volunteer who actually will take the electronics away and examine them and test them and try them and price them and bring them back. So that means that we have been able to receive electronics as well, although they're not one of our big sellers. What else don't we take? Well, things that are ripped or broken, you know, we just cannot sell it. Nobody is buying anything that's broken. And things, ideally we would like things to be clean and dropped off, you know, during those times, 9 to noon ideally.
Okay, that makes sense. And I guess you don't accept, you accept furniture but not appliances, is that correct?
Not big appliances. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. Right. We don't take fridges, stoves, that sort of thing. We take small appliances for sure. And furniture, we sort of have a no upholstered furniture policy, but that has been a very loose because we have received some absolutely beautiful couches and things and sold them right away. So at this point, we accept most furniture.
Okay. About how many volunteers do you have, Mary?
I think that we must be running at about 30, I guess.
Oh, that's a lot.
I've never actually counted. I think that one of my colleagues might be able to give a better idea. But we have a good solid 7 or 8 on Mondays, probably another 7 or 8 on Tuesdays. We have the volunteers who come in to do cash and to help customers on our open days. Yeah, probably 25 to 30, something like that.
Okay.
Because one of our recipients is Grace Village, and in fact, mm-hmm. we operate under the auspices of the Grace Village Care Foundation. So we also have a volunteer who comes up from, who's actually an employee at the Grace, who comes up on Tuesday mornings to help us move furniture and pick things up.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that one of the recipients is Grace Village. Do you have another one?
Yes, Options Pregnancy Support Center, which mm-hmm. is a support center for people experiencing crisis pregnancies in the region. We're a very small Christian organization that operates out of the Oasis Church. I don't know if you know where that is on mm-hmm. Queen Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So whenever anybody goes in there, it's always so cozy. It's so well-maintained. It's like walking back into the past sometimes with all the antiques and everything. Do you have somebody that evaluates antiques? And
we do. We have the wonderful Pat Heath and her husband, Brian, and actually Sharon does a wonderful job as well. Sharon Thompson, Pat in particular has a gift for evaluating jewelry and china, and she has an eye for antiques. And so she is wonderful about taking them away, doing the research. We do much Googling here at Boutique Encore. And, really finding that beautiful balance between pricing it so that its value is honored, but at the same time, we're very interested in moving things through. We really want the public to feel that they get bargains when they come here.
Okay.
And that has been our experience. People, every once in a while, somebody will sort of grab something and say, oh, this is wonderful. I can't believe you're selling it at this price. And my response to that is, excellent. You know, I really am hoping for the day that once somebody buys something from us for $5 and shows up on Antique Roadshow, you know, I can't believe you got this for $5. But it's great. Stuff is simply being repurposed, reused. People are very happy. You know, we've had young people come through here and get some really eclectic clothing. We have boots. We have shoes. People definitely find things. We have rubber boots.
You do. And it's a great place for people to go also with growing children. I think most people have one or two now. So,
Yes, indeed. We, Karen in particular, curates our children's section, and she has done a beautiful job of setting up particularly baby clothes. We have a ton of baby clothes, and we charge $1 per item. It's very inexpensive, and you know, you could, for $10, you could outfit your child, your baby, beautifully. And we also have toys, we have games, puzzles section, you know, dolls, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you come across something really unusual since you've been working there?
Since we have been working here, let me think. I'm bad at that sort of thing because it all looks unusual to me.
Mm-hmm.
have we, one moment, I'll ask somebody, what's the most unusual thing we have sold here? Oh, a bucket to milk a camel. There you go.
Oh, really? That's amazing. That's awesome.
I had forgotten about that, but Pat had not. Probably because she had to price it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it sold, did it not? Absolutely, it sold. There you go. And we... We had a very generous donation from a man who led us into his barn, which had was full of beautiful, beautiful old things, including those ancient sap buckets and horseshoes and all those sorts of things. That was a while ago, so we sold most of that stuff. But every once in a while, somebody really is very generous.
Okay, so you get a lot of donations. Now, what's your clientele like? Is it a lot of people looking for bargains for kitchenware or antiques? Or
our clientele, yes, I get, you know, interestingly, we've been getting more and more people who I would identify as probably immigrants or new Canadians. Mm-hmm. We really are a good source for, you know, outfitting a kitchen or we had thought, placed as we are, that we would have more students. We do get a lot of students from Bishop's, but I'm finding that it's more families, young families, perhaps, people on a budget, because we can really outfit, we can outfit an entire apartment here for not too much money. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many apartments we could outfit, but, you know, things come in and things go out, and really people seem to be very pleased with what they find.
Okay, so you have a good turnover then.
We do. In fact, we price to turnover. It really, we are interested in not having things linger and hang around. Because we have limited space, we're it's sort of in an odd underground location. We're at 3355 College, which is sort of hard to find. We're up the hill, you know, above mm-hmm. The Oxford Apartments on the left if you're going up. And we're in the basement, and you'd think that it would be a closet, but in fact, it's fairly large because there's a hidden old auditorium in this building, and it has given us a lot of space. But really, we do have limited space, so as we really want things to move through as quickly as possible.
Okay. Now you're in the same building as Townshippers, so 3355 College, and CJMQ's
That's
in
right.
that building too. You're in the basement, but you have a separate door.
That's right. We have the side door. So you have to go down to the lower parking lot, and we're in the side door there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mental Health History. We have Townshippers in this building, Townshippers Foundation, QHAN.
CJMQ and The Sun.
Oh, and the Sun and the Township Sun. Yeah. That's right. So it's actually a wonderful building full of terrific organizations. And we hopefully are trying to, well, we have been trying to get a sign, but that has become a more complicated exercise than we realized. And so it's a little bit on hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. Lots of Christmas items, I guess.
We are overwhelmed with Christmas items. So I am definitely going to be, one of my jobs today will be going and sort of pricing things to make sure they go through. We had probably 100 boxes in our basement of Christmas items, which we have been unpacking as quickly as we can. But so if you want to decorate for Christmas, this is the place.
Okay. I imagine a lot of people see some things that their grandmother had or their great aunt or whatever, and that's fantastic too.
Okay. Really, some beautiful old stuff. And you know, startlingly, we get a lot of things that are still in their packages. Just, I think people buy things or are gifted things, and it's not their taste or style. And so we have brand new things in packages. Also, older stuff. We did have a gentleman who came through here who was very interested in old, you know, the old mercury glass ornaments. We don't have very many of those, but we did have a few at one point. Yeah, so people empty out their old Christmas stuff, and we get it.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you're open Thursday to Saturday, and the hours again?
Thursday to Saturday from 10 to 4.
Okay, and do you have a Facebook page?
We have that's social media. That's not my forte. Wait, yes, we have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Boutique Encore. I think, where is somebody who knows anything about social media? No, I can't find anybody. Yes, if you Google Boutique Encore, our Facebook page will come up, because we have no website. So everything is done through our Facebook page. And if you click on images or posts or anything, we have my friend Lisa, who is wonderful about posting photographs every Wednesday to show people what has been has come in that we have new Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so so people write in or call in and put things on hold and that sort of thing. So it's well worth looking at the webpage.
It is.
I'm not the webpage.
The Facebook page. Yeah, I always look forward to that on Wednesdays to see what's new.
Okay. And,
yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mary?
Well, a big shout out to all the generous people who've been donating items. It is really terrific. It's going to good causes, and we cannot operate without without the generous donations, and we absolutely cannot operate without our generous volunteers. So, and if you're interested in volunteering, you know, get hold of us, and we can certainly slot you in.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary, and all the best, and happy holidays, too.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Bye.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I said joy the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. All right. Hey, joy to the world. The Savior. Savior reigns. I said joy, joy to the world. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs in plow. Let men their songs in plow. While fields in plow. Chills and pain.
Repeat the sound in joy.
Repeat the sound in joy.
Repeat the sound in joy.
Repeat the sound in joy. All right. Everybody. sing.
Joy.
All right.
To the world.
And I'm back. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen. And we heard Joy to the World, and that version is with Teddy Pendergrass. So that's Joy to the World. So we thank Mary Hill very much for the interview about Boutique Encore. And just to recap, they can be reached at 819-565-0486. They're located in the basement at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. They have their own door, so there's plenty of parking there, by the way, too. They do accept donations, just make sure that they're in good shape. And they accept donations usually in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 a.m. to noon. They're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m., I believe, until 4 p.m., and they'll also accept donations on those days, too. But donations are better given in the morning, and make sure that they're something that's not torn or broken. So next up, we're going to hear a word from a few of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard. I'll be back in the second half hour of our show with an interview with Nick Fonda, so please stay tuned.